question is, print and photojournalism worth anything at all? I'm David Brancaccio. The media giant Meredith owns television stations, radio stations, and big magazines like People and Entertainment Weekly. Now there's news Meredith has reached a deal to sell Sports Illustrated, no less, for $110 million. But the buyer won't be running the magazine itself. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been looking into this. What is this?
Meredith is selling the Sports Illustrated brand. Meredith will still publish the magazine, will still print it and manage its website. It just won't own the intellectual property, the brand itself. So this is the Sports Illustrated name, Sports Illustrated Kids, the swimsuit issue, and the deal will also hand over the rights to over 2 million images.
Who's the buyer?
It's an appropriately named company called Authentic Brands. It also owns the Nine West brand, the Nautica brand, basically a lot of consumer-y names. And the idea is that a brand like Sports Illustrated has a lot of value apart from just the magazine. And Authentic can reach licensing deals with the brand. The CEO of Authentic Brands says he wants Sports Illustrated to, quote, become a leader in lifestyle and entertainment.
What might that look like?
Executives have been talking about things like putting the name on clothing or licensing out some of the magazine's famous pictures from sports history. You know, you can imagine a Sports Illustrated airport kiosk. And they also said they want to strike deals in sports gambling and esports licensing. And this is just the latest big name sale in the magazine industry in the past few weeks. Condé Nast dumped Golf Digest and Brides magazine earlier this month. And for Meredith, it's really part of a strategy to get more cash after it bought a bunch of magazines from Time Inc. last year. And since then, it's already sold off Fortune and Time magazine.
All right. Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you very much. Several cities around the U.S. now have taxes on sugary drinks, you know, soda or pop, depending on what part of the country you're hearing this. The argument is that reducing consumption of those drinks will cut health problems like obesity and the costs that go with treating obesity and other diseases. Now, a new study aims to put a number on just how much money wider society could save if a soda pop tax went national. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
The National Bureau of Economic Research report looks at tax revenues, consumer behavior, and health costs to treat things like diabetes and obesity. Author Hunt Olcock says it's asking a basic question.
If you ran the world, what is the level of a soda tax that you might set?
Their answer? It's between 1 and 2.5 cents per ounce of drink, which they say would save society $7 billion a year. There are no plans for a national tax, but recent studies into cities' efforts reveal how they're working. Philadelphia's soda tax led to a 38% drop in sales, but opponents there say it just forces shoppers to go outside city borders. Christine Madsen at UC Berkeley says the impact in low-income neighborhoods in that city has been dramatic.
We've seen a 50% decline in consumption in sugar-sweetened beverages over the first 3 years.
The Bureau of Economic Research study says that on average, drinking a 12-ounce can of soda imposes about 10 cents of healthcare costs on society. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Let us do the numbers. The FTSE in London, back from a long holiday weekend and is up slightly. Here, the S&P future is down 0.2%. Dow and NASDAQ futures are down 0.1% each. The key stock index in Hong Kong went up 1% overnight. Now, a story about gun violence, entrepreneurship, and the rite of passage known as the prom. Usually high school, but sometimes middle schools also have proms. Dozens of teenagers in South Miami-Dade, Florida, got their prom dresses for free at a pop-up shop created by a mother who lost her teenage daughter to gun violence. WLRN's Nadege Green visited.
Sparkling, fluffy long gowns and short dresses hang on racks inside the community room at City Church in Homestead.
Look at how beautiful you look on that dress.
Bihadajo Ruiz is a middle school teacher at Somerset Oaks Academy. She helps four eighth graders pick out the perfect dress for prom.
They worked really hard during the entire year, but unfortunately the parents did not have the means to pay for what they need for the prom.
Everything in this pop-up store is free. Regina Talibert is a school bus driver, and she created this shop.
They prom, you know, the eighth grade and the 12th grade. This is what I'd have been doing for my daughter.
Talibert came up with the idea of a free prom store in memory of her daughter, Noricia. She was 17 years old when she was shot and killed in Florida City in Miami-Dade County. Noricia was driving friends home in 2015 when she got caught in the crossfire of a shooting 4 months before her prom.
Through the tragedy and the pain, this is where I get my joy, ma'am.
A few steps away, Ashley Grullon is beaming at her daughter, Janine.
You like your dress?
Yes, I love my dress. Thank you, guys.
Grullon says it would have probably cost over $100 to buy a similar dress. The gown is yellow, the color her daughter really wanted. Grullon says,
this is a blessing for me because, you know, a lot of mothers would like to, like, spend a lot of money and go out all out for their kids, but we don't have it.
For the free prom store, Talibert put calls out for donations. She received over 100 dresses, dozens of shoes and accessories from community members.
What school are you from?
Redland. And
okay, Redland Middle. Yeah.
She's standing with four excited moms waiting for their daughters outside the dressing rooms.
I hope this will grow every year, and I know it will, through God's grace and His help, Lord. I thank
it will.
You.
It will. It will.
The community. It will.
Talibert tells them she's already planning for next year's prom store. In Miami, I'm Nadege Green for Marketplace.
Thanks, Nadege. Renault of France is reportedly reviewing Fiat Chrysler's offer to merge with it. Automotive News cites two unnamed sources with knowledge of the matter as saying Renault's board will decide sometime next week whether to even start negotiations. Fiat's talking about a merger of equals. If FCA plus Renault were to move forward, this would become the third largest automotive company behind VW and Toyota and shove General Motors into fourth place. Our producers are Victoria Craig, Michael Lipkin, Candace Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Sasha Woodruff. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.